going on here in the world. Of course, this is hour number two of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. For others, it is hour number one. No matter what your position in life at this very moment, you're going to have some important information, some things that are going on. September the 19th is the date on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Ken Kessler and I are here in this hour to go over more of the details of the Navy Yard shooting and the gun control debate, which has reared its ugly head again. Let's see what we can cook up in this area. The feds are still trying to piece together what may have driven the shooter to go out on this rampage on Monday at the Washington Navy Yard. They've collected his computer. Got some other personal items from the hotel where he was staying during the days leading up to the shooting. Still no known motive. So they're looking around for clues, Kenny. Appears to be the shotgun. There's an etching that he made on the shotgun. One says, better off this way. The other says, my elf weapon. Meanwhile, as the gun control debate starts up again, we were talking about Starbucks, I think yesterday or the day before, saying they're not going to allow people to come into their stores anymore that are carrying concealed weapons. I don't know, unless they do some kind of, or is it just openly? I've forgotten whether concealed and or open. I would think that if you were carrying a weapon openly, how do you do that anymore? Anyway, I suppose you put a jacket on and the gun is on your belt, but who wants to go into a Starbucks unless there's a uniformed police officer there and look at some guy standing at the counter ordering a latte and having a Glock on his hip? I'm not going into a Starbucks.
I don't go to Starbucks anyway, but I don't see that. Do you?
No. And this is just, they are asking politely. It's not an official ban.
But so who goes into, if you go into a mall, for example, have you ever seen anybody in a mall carrying a gun?
No.
Have you ever been into any store anywhere and seen anybody carrying a gun?
I remember one time when I was in Florida, and I was getting gas at a little service station, and I went in to pay, and somebody came in, and they had a gun in a holster. Mm. And they came in and paid for whatever they wanted, and they left.
Mm-hmm.
And it was shocking because you don't usually see that.
No. I think the word is intimidating. It would be intimidating for me. I would not be comfortable seeing people walk around with guns. I wouldn't be bothered by it. I think the people on the Navy base or any of our bases ought to have guns. And I'm not really too sure what the background is, because this is not my area of expertise, nor is it my area of interest. Even though I belong, I found my card, my membership card for the NRA the other day. I wasn't looking for it. I just happened to find it in a drawer. And I got it because of what I needed to know how to do on the farm. And, okay, there's a reason for going through their training, and that's why I got the card. But I couldn't imagine myself walking down the 3rd Street promenade in Santa Monica and seeing people other than uniformed police officers carrying a gun. It's intimidating. Now, those of you who like that, you would say, we could have avoided the shooter. The shooter could have been stopped at the theater in Aurora. If people in Fort Bliss had been wearing guns, then Hassan could have been stopped, and this guy could have been stopped at the Washington Navy Yard. I don't disagree with, I don't know about Aurora, but I think on the Navy base, the Army bases, I don't get why it is that people can't carry weapons if, in fact, they are appropriately assigned a weapon. You see NCIS guys carrying a weapon all the time, but they keep them in their drawer when they're on duty. Is that just for show on the show, or is that the way it really is? If you're assigned, let's say you're an agent, FBI agent, CIA agent, you're a DEA agent, whatever you are, Treasury Department agent, and you're assigned a gun, is it the normal procedure
for that gun to be in a desk drawer and not on your person while you were at your station or at your desk if you're an investigator, let's say. I think that's sort of a way of getting around to seeing what actually goes on, because there's bound to be somebody listening to this program right now. If there are 3 million people who have ears, or the 3 million ears on us, and then somebody's got to someplace have had that experience. So if you have, and you know what's what and who's who here, try us at 888-302-3684. Female. It would be interesting to hear from women who are on the bases carrying guns. Is there discrimination? Oh, that's a good question. Are women sometimes not allowed to carry guns and men are? I don't know. I'm throwing things out because I want to have everybody learn. That's what's in it for the listener. You're learning as we discuss the important stories of the day here. What does all this mean to you when it shakes out? 888-302-3684, facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter @Good Day. Ken, what's the latest from people who want to continue to comment? Are we getting away from the actual shooting and into gun control and discussions there for and there too?
Lots of conversation, actually, about Starbucks.
Yeah, really?
Because of their CEO asking people not to bring in guns. Stephanie says it's a start, but Starbucks should ban them.
Mm.
Red said, oh, that'll stop a killer. All killers obey the law. Jerry says, fine, many folks won't bring their money to Starbucks either. And I'm editing because a lot of these have words in it we can't say on the radio.
Right.
And Catherine says, great, that makes it a gun-free zone. Now they're unsafe. I will no longer go to Starbucks.
Really? That's a male or a female comment?
That's female, Catherine.
Hmm. 888, there's an interesting overview. 888-302-3684, so there's lots of ways for you to comment. Things are happening, and we're talking about them. This is Good Day at 14 after the hour on Thursday.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
If you like painting and saving, ask Sherwin-Williams and save 40% on paints and stains during our 4-day super sale, September 20th through the 23rd. With 40% off our great paints and stains and 30% off painting supplies, you can give your whole home a color makeover. But hurry, these savings are so super, they won't be around for long. Find your nearest store at SherwinWilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only, some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Do you live with stress? If you have nervousness or common everyday anxiety, we're looking for you. Because right now we're sending risk-free supplies of a fast-acting supplement to listeners of this station. You heard right. Every listener who calls right now will learn how to get a risk-free bottle of Stress Block, a naturally derived formula that promotes feelings of calmness, focus, and well-being in a great-tasting chewable. Supplies for this risk-free offer are limited, so don't wait. Just call 1-800-514-6021. Stress Block is a fast-acting, non-prescription formula to support relaxation without causing drowsiness. Your nervousness is guaranteed to begin fading like magic in no time. This special risk-free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Call us now for this exclusive Stress Block risk-free offer. Just call 1-800-514-6021. That's 1-800-514-6021. Call 1-800-514-6021.
it's Guy Fieri. And before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Sure to be the number one item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, which is a program that I produce with Kenny and the folks at Talkers.com. Essence of that program is to give you an idea of what's been going on the radio and news talk television as well. And this is going to be, I'm sure, number one. We get radio and television excerpts. We use a lot of them in this hour to sort of set the tone. What's been the focus on a lot of these programs that we monitor? Here's Greg Knapp talking to terrorism expert Kerry Patton about some of the misinformation reported by the news media about the shooting and what happened or what they didn't know or do know about the shooter.
The reason people care about the guy who died is we want to make sure it doesn't happen again. I mean, one of the things you look at is, okay, how did this happen? How did we miss this? I mean, we've got the NSA supposedly tracking all of our phone calls and emails, and yet this guy seemed to have all kinds of red flags. He was able to buy a shotgun a week and a half ago and pass a federal background check. And he had a badge and a new security clearance to get into the building. So we're like, wait a second, how does that happen when we're trying to be secure?
Yeah, but that's the problem, though. I think there's a lot of misreporting right now, a lot of misinformation. I don't think we truly have all of the facts, and I'll give you a great example. You know, we could be possibly, not saying we are, but we could be jumping the gun saying that he had a badge, you know, and just walked into the place. What I've been told by an investigator who's on the ground there, who I've known for years, stated to me personally first thing this morning, no, this guy walked up to the entry control point, saw the guard, pulled out a shotgun, blasted the guard in his face, grabbed the guard's badge along with his duty weapon, then walked into the facility and caused the chaos that he caused.
Very interesting, because we had heard that he had shot a security guard and stolen his gun. We had not heard that's how he got in. So that's very interesting information. And Kerry, they're still trying to determine, and maybe you've heard this from your contacts too, did he just bring in the shotgun and then take an AR-15 from one of his victims too that was trying to stop him, or did he bring that in with him? Do we know?
To my understanding, that's another one of those misreports. To my understanding, the suspect never had an AR-15 in his possession at all.
Never had it at all.
Right. And see, and this is what I'm getting at with the misreporting, all right?
Yeah, that's why we were having you on.
Well, yeah, but I mean, even what I'm saying is still not 100% confirmed. I mean, for me, I'm getting this from a very reputable vetted source who I've known for years, who I know is on the ground over there.
Right.
But still, I mean, that's a primary source. It's not a secondary source. And therefore, there's no other sources that are coming forward besides just this one person and myself giving this information out.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is we need to wait. This is kind of like an intelligence cycle. You don't just rely on one source. You have to wait for multiple sources to conclude the same exact scenario. And what happened, what I'm actually appalled by it, to be very honest with you, is we saw so many Americans utilize social media, so many mainstream media representatives as well, go on this, I have to be the first to report breaking news situation.
We right, saw they got it wrong.
In Boston, and so many people got it wrong. And what bothers me is there was actually an American patriot who works at the Naval Yard, who was considered a suspect by name.
Right.
And I mean, come on, folks. I mean, if that would have happened to myself or anybody else in America, we have the potential to ruin other people's lives by doing something like that.
What if it happened? The lights go out and the power doesn't come back. Could you provide your family with the basic necessities of life? We can teach you how at the Sustainable Preparedness Expo. This Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center. Learn about growing all your own food, herbal medicine, emergency medical and dental techniques, water well hand pumps, seed saving, emergency radio communication for beginners, and other life-saving information to provide you with the knowledge to survive. in the direst of situations. There's a wide variety of vendors offering the latest preparedness products and services. Plus, visit the Youngevity booth. The Sustainable Preparedness Expo is an event the entire family will enjoy. For tickets and registration info, go to sustainablepreparedness.com. Enter promo code GCN to save $3 on tickets. Don't wait to be a victim. Plan ahead with the Sustainable Preparedness Expo this Sunday, September 22nd at the Spokane County Fair and Expo Center.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figured I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Last night, this is a 14-year-old boy named Josh Levi, who, or maybe Levy, the tryouts this week have not been that great. I've listened to some of the audio from some of them, not so hot. This one actually sounds fairly good. Josh Levy on The X Factor. Let's crack it up for a second, Michael. Sample a lot of things, including what's going on in the news, the important, the informative, those people who are interested in knowing about the ins and outs of the better sides of the stories are here on Good Day, 25 after the hour. So just to sort of piece this all one time, sometimes I do it several times during the hour, depending on how much we are put together and how much we've found on one item so that we can keep it really factually based, and then from the facts you can form an opinion and share it at 888-302-3684. So we have the facts coming in about what actually happened, facts coming in on the perpetrator, the facts coming in on what people are having either as a direct or ancillary conversation about this, like Starbucks finding itself getting it from both sides because they don't want people carrying guns into their stores. Here are some groups weighing in on this, the Newtown Coalition for Corporate Responsibility, Newtown, Connecticut, trying to pressure Mr. Schultz, Howard Schultz at Starbucks, to get a nationwide gun ban at all the stores. People are wondering, how did Starbucks get pulled into the gun control debate? Happened about a month ago when a group of gun owners sought to have a Starbucks Appreciation Day in appreciation of the chain allowing gun owners to bring their weapons in states where the law allows it. So that's the story behind that story. Here on CNN, Newt Gingrich, Stephanie Cutter, and Larry Pratt from Gun Owners of America talk about the gun control debate.
And the people are going to say, are we really sure more red tape and more bureaucracy applied to honest people is going to really solve the problems we're facing?
A background check, Newt, takes a matter of minutes or an hours. It's almost instant. That's the nature of the background check. It's an instant background check. Hundreds of thousands of people, just in this year alone, have been prevented from buying guns because they've been deemed violent or have a felony record or have a record of mental illness. So if you know, we don't know how many murders we prevented there. But if it prevented one, why would we not do it? I don't understand, Larry, your opposition to background checks. If the entire purpose is to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and people who would do harm to themselves.
We have to
keep guns out of the people who want to harm others.
I don't understand your facile acceptance of the good nature of the government. And they're obviously willing to break the law and make a record of things they shouldn't be making. Now, if they'll nosy in on your call to your Aunt Sadie, and we know they've done that, then don't we think that it's reasonable to assume that they're breaking the law, prohibiting them from keeping the names and addresses of gun owners?
No, I don't. I don't.
Well,
not when lives are at stake.
Accepting
lives are at stake here. We're preventing people from getting killed.
And that'll be their justification for breaking the law.
Do you have any evidence that they're breaking the law on the background check system? Because right now it's illegal. It's illegal to be keeping those gun records. The NRA keeps the gun records. You keep the records.
It's not illegal for us to do that, but it was illegal for the NSA to do what it did. And they did it with a straight face.
The only solution you have here for preventing gun violence is to give more people guns.
Sure.
That breaks all logic.
It worked in Clackamas, Oregon, in that mall. It works in many places where we don't hear about a mass murder because a good guy with a gun is there in time.
Insight Daily Radio. Conversations with today's most influential authors, actors, musicians, artists, and creative minds. The best-selling manual for job hunters and career changers is What Color is Your Parachute? Author Dick Bowles has painstakingly rewritten it every year for four decades. And the latest edition takes a fresh approach. Dick Bowles.
I decided to try to update it every year because I realized that the whole job hunting scene keeps changing, and so does the job market. What's changed is the technologies. Job hunting or career change is hard driven by the current technologies. If the current technologies are newspapers, you will find the vacancies that employers have being advertised in the newspapers. If the current technology is the internet, you will find their vacancies being advertised on the internet. So those are the kinds of things that have tended to change. The outward appearances, while the inner essence of the job hunter career change has remained the same. The big thing that I learned this year was that people wanted more guidance about how to use the social media. So in the 2014 edition, I spend much more time, for example, on LinkedIn, which I call the Swiss Army knife of job hunters. I have four or five pages in the book telling them exactly how to use the LinkedIn with more efficiency and more competency. So I literally sat down and rewrote the book.
Dick Bowles, he's updated his best-selling book, What Color is Your Parachute, every year since it first came out. There's more online, InsightDailyRadio.org.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
With the well-known shortage of availability in guns and ammo, the question is, will food and preparedness items be next? Now, at ProStoresDirect.com, buy a 32-serving bug-out bucket, and you'll get a prime assortment of Mountain House survival food entrees, including favorites like chili mac with beef and spaghetti and meat sauce, all made with real USDA meat. That's enough food for one adult for a full week, all for just $75.99, with free shipping, delivered in a handy, resealable bucket that'll store for up to 25 years. Pro Stores Direct has a huge selection of family-sized food units, too, right up to military-grade number 10 cans. And we'll give you great deals on new military first aid and surgical kits, portable water filters, heirloom seeds, and all your bug-out gear. Always with free shipping to the lower 48. Be ready for any challenge with food security for your family at ProStoresDirect.com. ProStoresDirect.com, your first stop for preparedness and survival gear, and proud sponsor of the free media.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay, and after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Thursday turns out to be, is this going to be a good day? Have you seen that moon? Many of you can still see it. Actually, most everybody can still see it that's listening to me right now. And wow, is it a whopper. And has it done amazing things to people's psyche?
Yeah, it has.
Oh, my God. It is crazy time. And sometimes what we talk about here is a sort of reflection on that, is all this discussion about what happened at the D.C. Navy Yard craziness. A lot of people equate what that comes out of that term, that word crazy or craziness, to mean that the person is mentally ill. Is this person that shot up the Navy Yard mentally ill? Of course. Is this person insane? Anybody who does something like that is by definition insane. The ladies on The View yesterday talked about that side of the discussion.
Reportedly, the D.C. shooter, Aaron Alexis, had complained in the past about hearing voices in his head. And the American Psychiatric Association says people hearing voices is much more common than people think. And that the voices don't always tell people to do bad things. And I think that's kind of surprising for a lot of people to hear.
Well, it was pointed out that he did call the police. And he said that he had changed hotels to avoid the noise that he heard through the floor and the ceiling. And the police did report this to the Navy.
Right.
But, I mean, I'm sure that the Navy, you know, they got a few other things to think about. Because the question was, why didn't, you know, when asking now, why didn't the Navy know? Why wasn't something done? And this was reported, and it evidently just, you know, went, oh, yeah, another report.
Do you think it makes it harder on the family? It's one thing when somebody in your family was taken away from you. You don't have the answers. But to know as a family member that this man actually reached out for help, and it maybe could have been prevented, I think we got to really take a serious look at mental illness.
Yep, there's probably some fodder for conversation there. 888-302-3684. Follow what we're doing on Facebook at facebook.com/Good Day Show, Twitter at Good Day Show. Here's host Larry Downs talking about the false information that came from the news media after the shooting.
All the news was breaking. It was all, who knows, I mean, what's going on? It's terrible. Awful thing. But you never want to go, you know, out. I don't want to go on the air and make an accusation that ends up being false. And it's kind of hard with all the stuff that's flying around out there. So let's think about a couple of those things. First of all, The first thing we see, he had a shotgun, a handgun, and an AR-15. But according to the FBI's Assistant Director, Valerie Parlave, who had a press conference in D.C., she said that Mr. Alexis entered the building 197 at the Navy Yard with a shotgun. We do not have any information at this time that he ever had an AR-15 in his possession. We also believe that he may have gained access to a handgun once inside the facility and after he began shooting. So anytime we hear shots fired, somebody's going to yell, AR-15, AR-15. The sky is falling. But apparently, there wasn't one there. Huh. But I wonder how many people that jump on that bandwagon that automatically just want to believe, oh, see, an assault weapon was involved. How many of them are going to pay any attention to the truth? It's kind of like, you know, when the paper makes a mistake and they bury the apology on page E28. The other thing, I don't know if you heard about this, but D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray alleged that the sequester cuts is what forced the Navy to scale back its security preparations, which may have contributed to this massacre. Well, that's been shot down now. According to an inspector general report, the sequester is absolutely not responsible for the cost pressures, which did force the Navy to scale back security procedures. Cost pressures did, but those were far in advance of the sequester. So these were choices that were made by administrators, nothing that was forced on anyone. So the sequester had nothing to do with it. And then, of course, the other thing is, we have to wonder, as the gun control people talk about, well, we want to have everyone go through a background check. If we can't even do a good job with background checks on people that are getting security clearances into our military places, what makes you think we can add another several hundred million people or a couple hundred million people to those background checks and it be any different than that? Wouldn't stop anything.
888-302-3684. We're in the opinion business based on the important stories of the day here on Good Day. So let's listen to some more discussion about facts and opinions. Back to the Starbucks debate. Here's Bruce St. James with Pamela Hughes and Mike Russell talking about the debate as it affects Starbucks.
I want to admit that I must have missed something along the way. When did Starbucks become the latest version of Chick-fil-A?
What do you mean?
It is not a business, it is a political stand. Whether you go there or you don't go there, or you go there to protest, or you go there to protest the protesters, here's why I say that. Howard Schultz, I guess what you say, they put out a memo?
He's actually written a letter that's going to be published in newspapers.
Okay. Here is the contents of that letter, at least Howard Schultz explaining it.
Well, I think it's very important just to start the conversation by framing the fact that Starbucks is not a policymaker, and in fact, we're not pro or anti-gun. However, we do believe that guns should not be part of the Starbucks experience. And as a result of that, of making that decision, we are respectfully requesting that those customers who are carrying a gun just honor the request and not bring the gun into Starbucks.
We're asking you nicely.
So yes. They're not banned?
They're not banned.
Okay.
Because they could do that, could not they? They could put a sign up
and says, no weapons allowed,
and they could do that, but they're choosing not to. They're just asking you nicely not to do it. But apparently this is a bit in response to some comments he's made in the past where a bunch of gun people showed up and stood around at Starbucks, like that happened with the Chick-fil-A thing. When I saw this, sadly, the way our culture is today and the way people project politics onto everything, I assumed that the minute that he came out and said, Starbucks would really appreciate if you didn't show up and with your gun, that all the gun nuts would show up and stand around Starbucks. And like Mike and all of his hunting buddies would show up
yes.
in full camo
mm-hmm.
with 30-06s strung over their shoulders and would have a pumpkin spice latte.
We leave those in the truck.
You don't
carry
sidearms. But you would carry sidearms.
Yeah.
But I mean, we've turned dispensing coffee into a political movement.
Well, Starbucks has done that quite a few times. I mean, they've taken a pretty strong stance on gay marriage. They've taken a lot of different political stances.
Obamacare
in the
right.
past.
Yeah, you're right. Good point.
But what they're saying is what sparked all of this, last month, the company closed down a store in Newtown, Connecticut.
Close the store.
Yeah, they closed it down for the day because some gun right activists, they planned to hold what they called a Starbucks Appreciation Day.
Of course.
And the store was right near the school. And they said, you know, we're not comfortable about this. They don't want to go on a flat-out ban because they say they don't want to put their employees in a position of having to monitor this and having to say, sorry, sir, you have a gun. We can't give you your pumpkin spice latte. Mm. They're just saying, we're asking you respectfully. This is our wish. Please don't do it, because a lot of the customers and the kids that have been in Starbucks, which is a whole different discussion, are uncomfortable when this happens.
Who's minding the store, maybe, is the question. By the way, it's sort of a side page here. The mother of this fellow, Aaron Alexis, told reporters that she was sorry for the families of the victims. Her heart was broken over what her son had done. She said, quote, his actions have been a profound and everlasting, had an effect on the families of these victims. I don't know why he did what he did, and I'll never be able to ask him why. Aaron is now in a place where he can no longer do harm to anyone, and for that I am happy. 888-302-3684. Let's wrap this up with a discussion. Actually, this is a caller calling into a host named Joe Soucere with his partner John Hyde, and they talk about the term shelter in place.
We've been using that term since at least February 28, 1997, when the Los Angeles Police Department issued a shelter-in-place for North Hollywood, California, due to a shootout. In October 2009, authorities called a shelter-in-place in Contra Costa County, California, after a student mixed chemicals together. Okay. On April 19, 2013, a shelter-in-place warning was issued for Boston because of the marathon bombing. Today, a shelter-in-place warning was issued in Washington, D.C. around the Navy Yard after shootings in the Naval Sea Systems Command headquarters. Okay, I have a serious question. Why do we have to say shelter-in-place instead of stay where you are? Because that's what it means. It means stay where you are. It's so officious. It's so contrived. Why am I letting this bother me?
I know why it bothers you. It's another step in the direction of where journalism is headed. That's why it bothers you.
That's part of it. But apparently law enforcement agencies have this term now as an official part of their vernacular. We better issue a shelter-in-place warning.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm allowing myself to be extremely bothered by it.
It's also because it's the evolution of something that doesn't need to be changed.
They fixed something that wasn't broken.
Right. Exactly.
Everybody, stay where you are.
Yep.
Okay.
I know what to do with that.
I got that.
Stay right here.
I got that one. Shelter in place. Steve.
How you doing, Joe?
Good.
Yeah, shelter in place has been around for a good 20 years. There was a manual. I was a firefighter 20 years ago, up to about 10 years ago. And there was a manual that we used to use, and for the life of me right now, I can't remember what the name of it was, but we would use shelter in place if there was ammonia leak or a gas leak or some sort of hazardous situation where we wanted people to stay where they were. Shelter in place is what we use, and now it's trickled over into law enforcement. They're using it to tell people just to stay where they're at.
Well, why wouldn't you have 20 years ago, why wouldn't you have just said to people, stay where you are?
It was the vernacular that was printed in the manual, and like I said, I can't remember the name of it right now, but it was the vernacular that was used in that book, so that's what we use, and we would use it on the radio. We would use it with press if we had to tell press, you know, we want people to stay where they're at.
888-302-3684 in the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I don't know how many of you have heard this story reported first by the BBC. Kenny suggests that a tactical response team of the Capitol Police was ordered to stand down during the attack. The Capitol Police chief said, quote, I don't think it's a far stretch to say that some of the lives that were lost may have been saved if the police were allowed to intervene there. Why would that have been the case? Another really moronic decision. I'm prejudicing the answer, I suppose, by using the adjective moronic. But one would wonder, if you have a team like this, a tactical response team, why you wouldn't send them in there immediately. Why? Who said don't go in there? That person better be fired and on the street looking for a job as a street sweeper. 888-302-3684. How many of you knew? Go ahead, Kenny.
Oh, I was just going to say, I find it hard to believe. I mean, I know the the government does some stupid things. But there has been so much misinformation in this case from when the shots were first heard Monday morning, and so many things that were reported that were just flat out wrong. I wonder if this is just one more thing. He didn't have an AR-15.
No. Nope.
Like,
I remember saying that on the air when I read several of the stories that said he did have one. I remember saying that. Yep.
They gave out a name of who the suspect was, and it was the wrong name. So someone who was completely innocent, who just worked in this building, was being positioned as as that he was the shooter.
Right.
So there's just been so much that was that's
well, that's the state
wrong.
Of the news business. And I asked that question, remember, last week about whether or not, because we're involved in news talk radio, talking about the news, do we get it wrong oftentimes because they get it wrong? We're not the source. They're supposed to find the source and don't. Not that I'm interested in the blame game, but it is. I think it's something that we all need to be a little more aware of. 888-302-3684, comment time, and we'll move on. I think there are a couple of other things we got to get to as the hour wanes. It's 13 before the hour now.
Hey, it's Guy Fieri, and before the game, it's all about the tailgating. Burgers, sausage and peppers, onions, hot wings, you name it. But come game time, if you got yourself a whole bunch of heartburn, roll out the Rolaids.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. Rolaids gets you back in the action fast. Its dual-active formula neutralizes more acid than Tums. For indigestion and heartburn, get rapid relief with Rolaids.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Use as directed. Acid neutralization may not correlate with symptom relief.
Do you have a used musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you for cash. You don't even need to be a musician. Look at attics and basements, because we're buying qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Trade-In Expo at your local Guitar Center now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll pay cash for qualified used gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. Plus, find awesome deals throughout the store, like ukuleles just $29.
Football is back. For tailgating or watching at home, Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands have a game-time winning lineup. Reynolds Wrap Foil, Reynolds Slow Cooker Liners, Hefty Waste Bags, Food Bags, Plates, and Cups, and the full juicy flavor of Johnsonville Brats. Fire up your grill and get those Johnsonville Brats cooking. Lay Reynolds Wrap Foil on the grill to help prevent the brats from burning and to make cleanup a snap. And for really easy cleanup, don't forget Hefty Waste Bags, Disposable Plates, and Cups. Reynolds, Hefty, and Johnsonville brands, the winning lineup this football season.
Searching for a great hotel deal? Go from online to on the road with America's Best Value Inn. Book a room and stay between August 15th and September 30th this year and save 10, 15, or even 20%. The longer you stay, the more you save. Plus, you'll enjoy free internet, continental breakfast, and HBO at most of our 1,000 hotels in North America. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com for details. With value in our name, you know you're getting a great deal.
Done. Important medical alert for users of antidepressant prescription drugs. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy, including Zoloft, Depakote, Paxil, Prozac, Wellbutrin, Lexapro, Celexa, or Effexor, and have a child born with a birth defect such as cleft lip, cleft palate, club foot, or other heart, lung, and cranial defects, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation and future medical expenses for your child's condition. Call 800-457-1584 now. If you or a loved one used certain antidepressant prescription drugs before or during pregnancy and have a child born with a birth defect, time is limited to file a claim. Act now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-457-1584. That's 800-457-1584. The call and consultation are free. 800-457-1584.
This is an advertisement, not valid in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. iLawsuit.com is an advertising group that represents lawyers advertising their services and is a free matching service for consumers. It is not a law firm or lawyer referral service.
The American Veterans Center needs your help to preserve and protect our veterans' legacy so future generations will remember their service and sacrifice. You can help the center accomplish this with a gift of $25. For your support, you'll receive a free DVD titled World War II Remembered. Just go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org and click the donate button. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program with a focus on some of the information coming out of the discussion of Syria. Up next, including that interview that Dennis Kucinich had with former with the President Assad.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains three groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. TerraGanix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM1, the raw probiotic.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made-in-the-USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com.
Celebrate National Preparedness Month with BePrepared.com. This Preptember, get 31% off our new Supreme Pizza Combo. All the food storage ingredients you need for delicious homemade pizzas. Now or years from now. Regularly $143.85, now just $99.99. Also save 30% on Provident Pantry Scrambled Egg Mix. On sale for $21.99 this month only. For Preptember deals, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863. Or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Kessler and Doug Steffen on the Good Day program. All right, so Kenny at Facebook.com and Twitter, what about the latest on Syrian thoughts? We always have two or three things going on. We've done the Navy shooting in Starbucks. So what do we have going on with our listeners with regard to the latest from Syria?
Barry says, to Americans, Obama says gun usage is bad. To the Syrian rebels, he says, we're your supplier. Tell us what you need.
That's interesting. What else?
Karen says, hoping the world view shifts to understanding the immediate, overwhelming need to get humanitarian aid to Syria and punishment later.
Yep. It's, yeah. Let's get him some help. So many of you have heard that former Congressman Dennis Kucinich, who now does work on Fox News, invited and actually the invitation was accepted by the Syrian president to have a discussion on the air. So here's Kucinich talking to al-Assad about the plan for Syria to turn over the chemical weapons stockpile.
Do you agree with this plan to secure and to eventually destroy the chemical weapons?
Last week we joined the international agreement of preventing the WMD, chemical WMD. And part of this agreement, the main part, is to not to manufacture these armaments, not to store and not to use, and of course not to distribute. And part of it is to get rid of those materials, the chemical materials. So, of course, when we are part now of this agreement, we have to agree on that chapter.
You have to agree on?
On getting rid of all these armaments, to destroy.
Why do you agree now?
No, actually, it's not now. If you go back 10 years ago, when we were a non-permanent member of the United of the Security Council in 2003, we proposed to the United Nations, to Security Council, Syrian proposal is to get rid of the WMD from the Middle East, to have a free chemical free zone or WMD free zone in the Middle East. And actually, the United States opposed that proposal. So, as conviction, we wanted to see our region free of WMD, all kind of WMD, because it's a very volatile region. It's always on the verge of anarchy and wars. So, that's why we cannot say that we agreed now.
Well, we know that President Obama and Secretary Kerry have said in the past that you were lying. Now, that's their words, not mine, when you said that you didn't have any chemical weapons. A few days ago in an interview with Russia, Channel 24, you admitted you had chemical weapons stockpiles. Now, I just want to make sure we're clear here before we go forward. Do you or do you not have chemical weapons?
First of all, regarding what Obama and Kerry said, I dare them to say that we said no once. We never said it.
You never said
no. No.
We
never said no. We never said yes.
Can
we
you
always say yeah, but we always say it's classified issue. We don't have to discuss it. And if you want to talk about it, we say if, and if means you may have it, you may not. So this is blatant lie.
Okay, but can you tell us now? Do you have chemical weapons or don't you?
Yes, when we joined. When we joined the treaty last week, it means that we have, and we said that. So it's not a secret anymore.
What a typical BSing politician. Dennis Kucinich talking to President Assad of Syria with another question here on whether they're going to comply with the agreement.
My former colleagues on Capitol Hill are kind of skeptical about your agreement with this plan. They say it's just a stalling tactic. Is it?
Well, a stalling tactic, what was it, to join the agreement?
Yeah, that you're just stalling right now for time, that you really don't have any intention of going along with the plan. Are you stalling?
When you join the agreement, you have mechanism, and you have to obey these mechanisms. And according to the history of Syria, we never made agreement with any party in this world, and we didn't fulfill what we have to do, our role in that agreement.
So,
never.
So you would say that President Obama then can trust you to follow through?
I don't think that President Obama should trust me first. The Syrian people should trust me, not President Obama. That's
okay.
Second, when you talk about agreements and international relations, you have mechanisms. And those mechanisms should be based on objective criteria. So if you want to trust or not trust, watch this country, see if they obey those mechanisms and those rules or not. This is where you can trust him or not. So it's not personal relations.
Man, what a BSing boob. That's President Assad. The Syrian people, I'm sure, love to trust him. All right, so that's the Kucinich interview that took place last night. Doug Stanford's Good Day program. We got a couple of things covered well, Kenny, here in this hour. More to come for those of you who can see.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.